Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Listen, Mawani Arkhan coming to you from the Al Ansar studio. Right now, this Hajj broadcast will continue for the next 10 days or so. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, alhamdulillah, very, very well. VA in Shisha, Azizia.
Okay.
Welcome all the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sahaba online, and our listeners of Sirius FM, inshallah. And your beloved son, Hafiz Ahmed Khan, also, I think he heard your voice, so he came down now also.
Okay, mashallah. Give us the update, Mufti Sahib.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today Saudi Gazette has that 2 million people are expected for Hajj this year, inshallah. 1.3 plus people have already arrived in the kingdom to perform the Hajj 1439, alhamdulillah. And we find that different countries, the statistics are different, obviously. The largest is Indonesia, more than 200,000. Then we have India, Pakistan, 180,000 each plus minus. Then we have Iran, 100,000. Egypt, 80,000. South Africa is 3,500, between 3,500 and 4,000. Many people received their visas now in the past few days.
Mashallah.
And the Mujamala courtesy visa. And alhamdulillah, the biggest group of South Africans are the Khidmatul Awam group, because they have got about 1,200 Hajis, mashallah. And our group of TTW, Travel and Tour World, so Brother Hussein Khan, Ashraf Mohammed, your beloved son Hafiz Ahmed, and all of us, we are about 450 South Africans, mashallah, Malawi, and then brothers from UK and sisters from there. Alhamdulillah, the crowd is increasing daily. The weather, our Haji Ghulam also just walked in now. So Haji Ghulam is a stalwart of Hajj, mashallah, 25-30 Hajj he performed. So mashallah, good experience. So mashallah, that weather is very, very hot every day, 40 plus degrees. And the crowd is getting bigger day by day. And mashallah, the authorities are warning that there must be no problems, security breaches and so forth, because sometimes people come with hidden agendas and ulterior motives, Allah forbid. And we find the security is very, very strong and tight. Last night I was in Makkah Mukarrama. I met our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, alhamdulillah. And a lot of South Africans also are still coming in from Medina Munawwara. And mashallah, it's all systems go. So everybody is just excited. What is good to see in our South African camp and our Malawi brothers, sisters, we find mostly it is youngsters who have come for Hajj. And most of them, majority of them, first time ever they saw the Baytullah, saw Medina Munawwara. Our brother Bilal also is there, who was the manager of Radio Al Ansar, mashallah. So he's in Medina Munawwara, and first time in his life he came. I spoke to him this morning. So inshallah, he'll be arriving in Makkah Mukarrama tomorrow. So alhamdulillah, it's all systems go. And you know, the clinic, the hospitals, we just passed Mina now to come here because the taxi told us it's a shortcut. So you can see Mina also is buzzing. When we took the people for Ziyarat, you know, so Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. In fact, in Arafat, it was so busy. The police chased us all away from Jabal al-Rahma and told us, no, Jabal al-Rahma is full. So now you must go away and come back later on. So I was telling the Hajis, imagine now we went there, and we are not even 1,000 buses. On the day of Arafat, will be 20,000 buses and vehicles moving in one direction to Arafat, the greatest assembly of humanity on this earth. And why do we go to Arafat? Subhanallah, to renew our pledge, which Almighty Allah took from us before we, Allah Ta'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam in Alam-e-Arwah, in the realm and the world of the souls and the spirit. Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. Every ruh, every soul answered, why not, O Allah? So Alhamdulillah, every Hajjis come, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, whatever it is, we come to renew our covenant, our pledge with Almighty Allah. So we are encouraging our Hujjaj to do three things. Number one, that those going to Mecca must fly and perform at least 50 tawaf, 50 tawaf in the entire trip. Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra, who performs 50 times tawaf of the Baytullah, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu, he comes also pure and cleansed and purified from his sins like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. And the hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Similarly, we are encouraging the people to read Quran Sharif as much as possible and complete the Quran Sharif in Maidan-e-Arafat, on the plains of Arafat. And then when they make dua, inshallah, every dua is accepted. And third, they must read, mashallah, all of them, God Maulana Abdurrahim Khan, our respected Maulana's kitab, they have my kitab. So we're telling them to read all about the Tamattu, Hajj, and so forth. So that is what's happening here, Maulana. Alhamdulillah, it's good to be here. Allah Ta'ala keep us with safety and happiness. Allah masallim al-hujjaj, al-duwar, al-mutamirin. And any other questions, Maulana?
Yes, Mufti Saab, the burning question. Mufti Saab, the burning question. Saudi declared first Dhuhr Sunday. We declared last night. Can you give us some input on that one, Mufti Saab?
Okay, we know that in South Africa today is the first of Dhuhr, and in many parts of the world it's today. So yeah, it was a 6-7 hour moon, and they said they decided it. So regarding these type of issues, we always say that Wallahu A'lam, Allah knows best.
Yeah.
But we have to accept what the authorities have said.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we can't go tell people that now you can't go this date. Whatever the authorities decide, therefore, if you study our books on Masail and Jurisprudence and Fiqh, you will see it is written there that whatever the Khalifa, the Amir, or the people in charge, the authorities decide, so the Hujjaj, you just follow that and you accept it. Otherwise, it will lead to bigger chaos and so forth. So therefore, remember that I'm inundated with questions. This morning alone, I must have answered about 100 questions, you know, on various topics via WhatsApp and email and what have you.
Yeah.
And people here locally phoning and contacting us. That now what must we do regarding the fasting of Arafat and so forth. So obviously for the Hajjis and pilgrims, there's no fasting in Arafat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the intelligence of Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha. She sent the milk to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arafat. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the Mubarak camel, drank the milk to show the Hujjaj that you don't fast. The non-pilgrims, for them, it is sunnah to fast on the day of Arafat. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mishkat Sharif, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَيُّ تَفْتِرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. Yet I expect and hope Almighty Allah to forgive the 2 years' sins, the previous year and the following year's sins. So that will happen. So we're telling everybody that what you need to do is follow the citing of your own country. And if you know the fatwa of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, and even the current Grand Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz, Abdul Ali Sheikh, I asked him myself this question in one meeting, you know, conference there was of ulama. So even he said, لِكُلِّ بَلَدٍ يَتُهُمْ, every country must follow their own citing. So yeah, Arafat will be on Monday. So that is now, today is Monday. So next week, Monday, will be Arafat, inshallah. And for you in South Africa, it will be on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So you keep the fast on Tuesday. So that is the fatwa we pass. Every country, whether you're in New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, you follow your own sighting and your own country. In that way, things will be done in an orderly fashion.
Inshallah.
Otherwise, what will happen is people who have the country will have eat this day and the next day other people. So you create more chaos and confusion.
Jazakallah, Mufti Saab. And then you can give us more update, inshallah. Jazakallah for the input. Assalamu alaikum.